Welcome to the What I Learned in History class podcast for the week of May 8th through May 12th. I'm your host, Kennedy Turner, and this is my co-host,
India Earls. In this week's podcast, we'll be focusing on the hurricane that happened right here in our hometown of Houston, Texas. Hurricane Harvey.
We will do so by going into the details of the hurricane and why it was important to American history.
We will also be summarizing Houston Hurricane Harvey Health Houston-3H Study, Assessment of Allergic Symptoms and Stress After Hurricane Harvey Flooding by Abidum O, an interesting article on concerns in the residential homes and small communities after the storm.
And lastly, by having an intriguing question and answer segment with a special guest star, Ridgepoint High School dual credit history teacher, Mr. Sanders, in another mini-series. Welcome to segment one of our podcast. Great day, isn't it? Now let's get down to it. Hurricane Harvey was a Category 4 hurricane that flooded Texas and Louisiana by dumping 27 trillion gallons of rain in just 6 days. At the time, I was just a fifth grader who was happy to get time off school. Little did I know how many lives the storm changed. The damage alone caused many school buildings to shut down and some to even be rebuilt. Harvey is known as one of the costliest heavy hurricanes to ever hit Houston and the strongest hurricane to hit Texas in more than 50 years. It landed on August 25th of 2017 and caused a series of wind and thunderstorms, which led to extensive damage to the greater Houston area as well as the Texas Gulf Coast. Hurricane Harvey changed the lives of over a million people by displacing them out of their homes due to the damage.
Hurricane Harvey's importance stems from it being the first major hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. since 2005. As of 2018, Harvey is the wettest hurricane in U.S. history. It caused devastating flood damage as it stalled over southeast Texas and southwest Louisiana and resulted in more than 10,000 people being rescued from flooded homes. Harvey was a devastating time for many people in these areas. I remember being just 10 years old when it happened, stepping outside in rain boots that became filled with water. That's how high the flooding was. I even recall my grandmother being stranded at her friend's house due to the roads being unable to drive in. The damage cost at least $51.7 billion, about $160 per person in the U.S. in damaged Texas alone.
However, the response to the hurricane was notable as communities came together to help each other in the aftermath of the storm. Hurricane Harvey serves as a reminder of the importance of disaster preparedness and the resilience of communities in the face of adversity. Hurricane Harvey's impact is still felt today, several years later. The storm highlighted the need for better disaster response and recovery efforts. The hurricane also exposed inequalities in access to resources and support, as low-income communities and communities of color were disproportionately affected by the storm. The lessons learned from Hurricane Harvey have informed policy decisions and disaster response efforts, making it an important event to remember.
As previously mentioned, this hurricane caused the need for extensive resources, which affected people of color in unfair ways. The storm hit low-income neighborhoods and communities of color particularly hard, as these areas often lack the infrastructure and resources needed to withstand natural disasters. Many of these communities were already vulnerable to environmental hazards and economic inequalities, and Hurricane Harvey only exacerbated these issues. POCs were also more likely to experience displacement and loss of property due to the storm. In the aftermath of the hurricane, POCs face significant challenges in accessing resources and support, such as food, water, and medical care. The storm highlighted the need for more equitable disaster response and recovery efforts that prioritize the needs of these communities.
Hurricane Harvey also had a significant impact on working communities with children. Many parents were unable to work due to the storm, either because their workplaces were closed or because they needed to care for their children since schools were closed. This made it difficult for families to make ends meet as they lost income and struggled to access essential services. The storm also disrupted transportation and communication networks, making it hard for parents to access childcare and for children to attend school. The impact of the hurricane on working families with children highlights the need for more equitable disaster response and recovery efforts that prioritize the needs of families and children. This includes providing support for families who are unable to work due to natural disasters and ensuring that children have access to safe and reliable child care and education.
Now time for a short break, but don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with an interesting article review.
Summarizing Houston Hurricane Harvey's Help Houston-3H Study, Assessment of Allergic Symptoms and Stress After Hurricane Harvey Flooding by Abino O. In her article, we learned that on August 25th, 2017, Hurricane Harvey struck the south and destroyed Houston, leaving neighborhoods and small businesses flooded with over 27 trillion tons of water, which resulted in the wettest four-day period in Houston history. Over 136,000 homes were destroyed, along with 68 in the hospital and sadly 75 deaths. These numbers caused great concerns throughout the greater Houston area, such as homes and business owners, health concerns, and mental concerns in the community.
The flooding overwhelmed the community, invading multiple homes across Houston. Researchers found that communities that were considered a low-income community suffered greater loss in contrast to higher income communities. This also deeply affected homeless people and recovering addicts still on the street. Shelters were flooded, leaving them without protection during the hurricane. Even after the four-day wet period, homes were still affected with things like mold, ruined appliances, and damages to the house. These issues led residents to evacuate and relocate to safer conditions. Most citizens were leaving because of exposure to mold and the rise in dirty water. The water was extremely hazardous to the community, causing complications with health throughout Houston and affecting businesses who depended on Houstonians to come in and collect items. However, with the streets flooded, almost all businesses suffered drastically without customers able to come in every day. Some shops were even closed, resulting in the poverty level increasing.
We also saw that Hurricane Harvey not only deeply affected the city of Houston, but left the people of Houston with pain and agony. After Hurricane Harvey, concerns in the Houston community were rising about allergies and symptoms occurring all over. Medical centers constantly seeing patients with the same symptoms led to the great question, was there a new disease that could have been caused from water irritation or mold in the air? Scientists discovered that these symptoms were most respiratory and caused by moldy living conditions.
Lastly, we were able to see how, in addition to physical health concerns, mental health concerns also took a great turn. Many people reported to having post-traumatic stress, anxiety, depression after the storm hit Houston. However, the common mental stress was found to be mostly in struggling communities who didn't have the financial matters to secure proper care after the hurricane, such as mold and water removal. Another relation to the trauma and stress was debated between those who own homes versus those who rented homes, resulting in homeowners not losing such a substantial part of their finance, leaving them in a money crisis. Volunteer groups who help the vast majority might have just helped fix the dent, yet it wasn't enough to completely ensure these community issues.
To sum up, the information provided in this article, Hurricane Harvey caused major damage to the community of Houston, along with mental stress and physical trauma. The damage affected everyone, but took a great toll on low-income communities, resulting in financial stress and increased levels of poverty.
Well, everyone, sad to say, but unfortunately, that's all we have for today's episode. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with another interesting What I Learned in History podcast.
And don't forget to listen to our short question and answer segment after this episode.
You don't want to miss this question and answer segment with questions provided by Mr. Sanders himself.
Again, I'm your host, Katie Turner.
And I'm your co-host, India Earls.
See you next week! We'd like to thank Newsweek 90, DisasterPhilanthropy.org, HurricaneAndScience.org, and EBSCO for providing us with information on this hurricane.
We'd also like to give a special thanks to Mr. Sanders and the Gale database for providing articles and excess information.
Thanks for listening. Till next time. Hello, and welcome to our short question and answer segment.
Dual credit history teacher Mr. Standard asks, what type of changes have you seen firsthand or perhaps read about affecting your city and county that might help prevent the widespread type of damage Houston saw during Harvey?
Well, let me tell you, since Hurricane Harvey, flood systems in areas prone to high flooding have made changes so there can be less water during these storms. This will help people to be able to reach their loved ones and bring them home safely if there were to be another storm, as well as minimize the irreparable damage that was caused during hurricane due to flooding. A very interesting question, Mr. Sanders. Now, India, I have a question for you, also for Mr. Sanders. What kind of attention should be given to in history classes to climate-related events? Is it more important to study policies and laws, or do you think history books need to start adding more content related to weather?
Climate events in history class should gain more attention due to how it can change the social and economic state of the world, as well as homes of students and their families. Although learning about laws and policies when mentioning the past storms is important, I believe it is more important for history books to input more content related to the weather because it directly affects students' economical, mental, and social aspect of their day-to-day life.
Well, that's all for our question and answer segment. Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks again to our listeners and Mr. Sanders. Bye.